better be careful. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a warning President Trump gave as Iran keeps breaching the international nuclear deal he pulled the U.S. out of last year. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Iran's nuclear agency saying the country has blown through a limit on how highly it's allowed to enrich uranium, a second breach of the Iran nuclear deal in around a week. It puts the country slightly closer to having bomb-grade uranium. And Iran is already threatening a further violation. A foreign ministry spokesperson saying the next step will be harder, more steadfast, and somehow stunning unless countries still in the deal offset damage being caused by American sanctions after the U.S. withdrew from the accord last year. Dave?
Simon, talking to reporters before returning to the White House yesterday, the president also had choice words for the British ambassador to the U.K. It's hard to hear. He says the ambassador hasn't served the U.K. well. This after leaked memos show Ambassador Kim Derrick calling the Trump administration dysfunctional and inept. Amid an inquiry into those leaks, the British trade minister will apologize for them to Ivanka Trump today in Washington. The president keeps trying to get the citizenship question on the 2020 census, and there's a new legal team at the Justice Department working on it.
This comes after a Supreme Court ruling that the case needs to go back to lower courts. The government, though, has long said it was up against a tight deadline to print the forms. But now administration officials believe they have enough time to get this case argued before key census deadlines.
Fox's Mark Meredith, a Georgia sheriff's deputy, shot dead last night after a stolen car chase led to a gun battle. One suspect was also shot and wounded. Others, though, are on the run. So Hall County Sheriff spokesman Derek Booth says while they're in mourning,
no closure now with suspects still on the loose.
A billionaire's in jail in New York City due in federal court today. Hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein facing charges of molesting underage girls. He's already a registered sex offender. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Joe Biden says he's sorry if what he said upset people. The Democratic presidential frontrunner trying to set the record straight in South Carolina over the weekend.
Biden joked about what's being dubbed by critics as an apology tour at a stop in Charleston when he was asked what his America would look like in 2025.
It'd be really refreshing to talk about the future.
That came a day after his appearance in Sumter when the former vice president had to explain comments about his work in the past with known segregationists in Congress. He said he didn't want to give the impression.
But I was praising those men who I successfully opposed. Time and again. Yes, I was. I regret it.
His comments in South Carolina seek to clarify his positions and solidify his frontrunner status. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Our new Washington Post poll does have Biden beating President Trump head-to-head by 10 points. The president, though, tied with other Democrats in the race. A Disney Channel star has died.
Hey, I'm Cameron Boyce from Descendants, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Cameron Boyce played the teenage son of Cruella de Vil in that Disney Channel franchise, was Adam Sandler's son in the grown-up movies. Sandler, heartbroken by the young man's death at 20, reportedly from a seizure linked to an ongoing medical condition. The Daytime Emmy winner also honored for his humanitarian work with the homeless and for raising money to provide clean drinking water to countries in Africa. Sandler tweeting, loved that kid, cared so much about his family, cared so much about the world. Jane Nutzler, Fox News.
Spider-Man back on top of the box office.
Who is that guy?
He's like Iron Man and Thor rolled into one.
He's no Spider-Man.
What is it with you and Spider-Man?
What, he looks out for the neighborhood, has a dope suit, and I really respect him.
Spider-Man Far From Home, a $185 million long holiday weekend. Toy Story 4 dropped a second with $34 million. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I saw Spider-Man. I loved it. I thought it's really, really, again, Marvel's just got it going, and I love the new Spider-Man kid.
We saw the Yesterday movie about the
Beatles
being forgotten, I guess.
Yeah. That's a good one, isn't it?
I liked it.
Okay. Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Bad weather means bad financial news for the governments of Champaign and Urbana, covering overtime for municipal workers clearing up storm damage. Champaign's Administrative Services Manager Chris Coaster said he didn't have a breakdown, but overtime costs could be high. Tornadoes touched down in both cities, with winds reaching 75 to 80 miles per hour. Eye drops and ointments sold exclusively at Walmart and Walgreens are being recalled. The FDA says they may not be sterile. The company also recalled several prescription ointments produced by Altair Pharmaceuticals. The jury will begin deliberating today upon the fate of convicted murderer Brent Christensen. In order to sentence him to death for kidnapping and killing visiting University of Illinois scholar Yingying Zhang, the jury must reach a unanimous verdict. If one juror disagrees, Christensen will spend the rest of his life in prison. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Again, good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got a high 85 with partly cloudy conditions and a 20% chance of showers. 61 our low tonight, up to 88 tomorrow, a little warmer. 89 the high on Wednesday, a chance of rain bumps up midweek to 50%. Right now, the temperature's at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, this is Monday morning. It is July 8th, but July 4th, a salute to America.
We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
The thing was fantastic. I thought it was unbelievable how great Donald Trump did saluting our military. There was no politics involved. CNN even had a positive review of it.
Wow.
I know. Now, Professor Alan Sachs, professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. How are you, my friend?
And I have a positive review of it, too.
It was great. It was wonderful.
It really was. It was terrific. Especially
great.
When that B-2 bomber, that wing starts flying over. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. No, the stealth was cool. I don't think I've ever seen that. No time in modern history have we had such a flyover over the nation's capital. I mean, it was just a feel-good. Of course, some of the lefts said, you know, nobody was there, and then you saw the mall, and you couldn't see any gaps. It was so full.
Good.
I heard Joe Biden yesterday, I think in New Orleans, interviewed, and all of his comments were, come on, man, come on, man. It was amazing. He is so out of touch with everything, but he's still ahead.
Yeah. One more thing about President Trump. He begins this morning, post 4th of July, with the highest approval rating in his presidency. Washington Post poll, 47 approval. That's high.
Come on, man. I just love that.
All right. We look to the Democratic presidential candidates. Kamala Harris is the one I would say is going to get through this. What do you think?
I do, too. I'm waiting to see if she continues to beat up on Joe on July 30th, I think. We have to wait a couple of weeks. July 30th and 31st from Detroit. And that should be interesting, where they keep up the attack on Joe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got to hit the leader, right? And they'll do it. But he'll be better prepared this time, I would think.
Oh, yeah. And also, he is wrapping himself around President Obama. I was his vice president. and they would not have chosen me unless I was squeaky clean. Well, the media didn't look at him very well because he has a lot of financial shenanigans in China and in the Ukraine that have not yet been talked about, at least not by the mainline media.
Well, and that'll come out, you think?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It should, because he wanted to be squeaky clean. Come on, man. I just love it.
All right, so you pick Kamala Harris as well, huh?
Yes. She's tough. She's an African-American woman, and boy, she doesn't let up. She's a tough woman, and she gets a hold of a phrase, and she keeps using it over and over again. But she doesn't quite know the Constitution, even though she was Attorney General in California for a while. She said earlier on, a couple of weeks ago, that if she becomes president, she's going to give the Congress an ultimatum. Either they make a law to confiscate many of our firearms, or she'll do it by executive order. Well, Ms. Harris, you can't do it that way.
Yeah. Okay, Professor Iran, any thoughts? What's going to happen with their continuing enriching of this nuclear matter?
I think eventually there's going to be some problems because I'm not sure if Israel is going to let this happen. So we may be dragged into it one way or another. I hope not, but it could very well happen. Iran, by the way, is not just nuclear weapons. People have to recognize that Iran is also a sponsor of terrorism all over the world. They blew up a Jewish community center many years ago in Argentina. So they're everywhere. So it's not just nuclear weapons. This is a really bad regime that has to be brought down.
I would think, too, I'm reading accounts where Iran wants to get America involved so they can get some national unity.
Well, that's true. They're in trouble. And years and years ago, as an old history teacher told me, whenever you're having trouble at home, the best thing you can do is to point outward and start a war.
Yeah.
So it could be that Iran is the one that might want to start a war, exactly for the reasons mentioned.
Professor, it's always a pleasure to open Mondays with you, my friend. Thank you as always.
Appreciate it very much, sir.
Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. We go to Senator Bill Brady, who's in Bloomington, State of Illinois. Senator Bill Brady, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stevie. I hope you and your listeners had a great 4th of July week.
We certainly did. Okay, State of Illinois news. Gerrymandering in federal court, what does that mean to me?
Well, it was likely to be handed down. The U.S. Supreme Court decided that, although I think there was an implication that gerrymandering is not proper, that they wasn't within their jurisdiction to rewrite state maps. That the states need to take care of that. A number of states have done so by removing politicians, elected officials' ability, in the case of Illinois, Mike Madigan and John Colleton's ability to draw the destiny of their selves and their members to a private commission. In fact, in Illinois, there is a constitutional amendment that has bipartisan support, over 37 Democrats and Republicans, sponsored by a Senate Democrat, to give the power of drawing maps to an independent body created by and appointed by the Supreme Court. This is what we need to make sure we push for in the upcoming election. Illinois needs to benefit in the same way other states have by removing the political power of two people to control the destiny of the citizens. Rather than letting the citizens draw fair maps for themselves.
It's an uphill battle, isn't it, Senator? I mean, it's you've tried. Well, you guys have worked hard at it, but I don't know.
Well, the Supreme Court of Illinois threw out, on a technicality, a petition that had a constitutional revision that had enough signatures on the petition. Well, the uphill battle is, why would Mike Madigan and John Colleton want to give up the control they have?
Yeah.
And the only reason they would is for the better interest of the people of Illinois. We get that. The uphill battle is they're wanting to, in their positions, control the outcome of the maps, and the outcome of the maps control the outcome of the General Assembly. I truly believe the state is much, much more bipartisan than what is indicated by the way these two masterfully drew present.
Gas tax doubled in the state of Illinois. Going to fix my roads and bridges. I just don't feel confident in spending in our state. I just don't think we're going to continue to go the wrong direction, in my opinion.
Well, I hope you're wrong, Stevie. I believe that another constitutional amendment that we passed several years ago said motor fuel funds will go into roads and bridges, gives us greater protections, an absolute, in my opinion, than what we've ever had. You're right, though. Governors Blagojevich and Quinn raided the road fund and used it for their special projects. And one of the reasons roads in this state are in such desperate need of not just repair, but rebuilding. Unfortunately, when a road is neglected for so long, you can't repair it. You have to rebuild it. And that's the state we've met. Now, Illinois's got great economic opportunity with our geographical presence, to say not the least of which where we're located, but also the great natural resources that we have. But if we can't safely move people and commodities through this state, we lose that advantage. So it's important that these monies be spent properly, that it be spent in the best interest of the taxpayers, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure.
Does our government in Illinois understand the exodus that is people leaving the state? Does J.B. Pritzker sees it, understands it, why that's happening?
I believe they do. There's just a different philosophy in many cases. When it came to infrastructure, we came together. When it came to working on the budget, in a lot of ways, we came together to what we needed to do to create a stronger, more vibrant economy, keeping people here because we give them an opportunity. I hope the governor gets that we've got to, protect and solve this pension crisis. But there are areas we differ. A $15 edict, Governor Fiat mandated minimum wage statewide, doesn't do anything, in my opinion. But what we saw in the past is drive people out of the state because of the loss of job opportunities. Mm-hmm. Private sector mechanisms are better in place to create higher wages, as we need to do, through stronger economic development. That's our plan. Mm-hmm. Forcing employers to make a decision between laying someone off or making their bottom line work because the government mandates, regardless of cost of region, everyone to get $15 minimum wage isn't the solution. So there are areas we disagree on how we solve the problem of net out migration or exodus, more people leaving than coming to the state.
But
there are areas we agree on. But we all have to agree on the facts that Illinois is losing more people than we're bringing in.
Well, we appreciate your service, Senator. It's always a pleasure to chat. Thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your month.
Stevie, good to be with you. I hope you do, too. We'll talk soon and maybe talk about what the Capitol Bill will do for places like the University of Illinois and create jobs and the economic benefit that will help.
Well, and the announcement was made. JB was here when? Thursday? Friday? Was that a road thing that he was here for? He made an announcement about...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say he made the announcement about that, and that was good infrastructure. And you're saying more coming to the University of Illinois?
Well, as the details play out, I think we'll see more benefit in many ways, not only being able to retain high school graduates to universities in Illinois, but also the infrastructure and the enhancements we'll see. So I think there's a lot of good things in this Capitol bill that people are going to be proud of.
Well, there's one more thing I read in the News Gazette this morning about the Western Illinois president and the golden parachutes that are these presidents in the state that leave their jobs. This guy suddenly resigned and now will make $300,000 next couple of years just cause, not working, and then he'll get to come back no less than $300,000 a year to teach one class a year. It might be, one class a year, one a semester. I mean, that's $300,000. So stuff like that that make me go, you know what, this thing is so messed up.
Right.
You're just never going to fix it.
Well,
so.
It is, and it's hard to understand when they don't give us all the details of maybe why the legal ramifications included in that, but it is hard for us to understand at times, and that's why it's important that we question our government and hold them accountable.
Yeah. Senator, we'll visit again soon. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 720.
the Fox Business Network. Markets starting the week lower. U.S. stock futures following Asian and European markets down on trade tensions. And with investors concerned, the Fed may not cut interest rates after a stellar jobs report Friday. A setback for Boeing, which lost a deal for 737 MAX jetliners. Saudi Arabian low-cost carrier Flyadeal canceling an order for up to 50 Boeing B-737 MAX 8 aircraft and instead buying A320 jets from Airbus. And British Airways hit with a fine of nearly $230 million for a data breach last year, the largest penalty of its kind under a new European data protection law. Poor security at the airline, apparently allowing hackers to divert 500,000 visitors to a fraudulent site which took names, addresses, login information, payment card details, and other data. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Check your sports headlines a tad late, 7:23.
Giants over St. Louis 1-0. We've got your Redbird recap now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. We're at the All-Star break, and the Cardinals are 44-44. In the National League Central, the Cubs lead Milwaukee by a half game, the Cardinals by two. The Pittsburgh Pirates are 2.5 out, and Ricky, the Cincinnati Reds are in last place, but they're 4.5 games out.
It is a close division. The Cardinals really still hanging in it. Amazing if they would have been able to win, they would just be one game behind the Cubs. Incredible how close the division is. The Cardinals did get really good pitching from Jack Flaherty, and that's what they're going to need. Good starting pitching post-All-Star break.
While it took until one out in the seventh inning for the Giants to get their first hit, then they followed that with their second hit. That first hit was a home run by Evan Longoria.
Flaherty was outstanding. He made one mistake, but he was around the plate the whole game, dominating, but so was Jeff Samardzija on the other side. He picked up his sixth win.
The Cardinals went 4-5 on the road trip through San Diego, Seattle, and San Francisco, and will pick things up Friday night after the All-Star break against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Chicago White Sox beat the Cubs 3-1, so that series was split. Again, the All-Star break happening out of Cleveland, home run derby tonight. National League versus the American League on Fox tomorrow. So, and then when we're back and at it, we have the Cardinals taking on
Arizona.
7:15.
I haven't looked to see who the Cubs open with, but
it's Pittsburgh.
It's a Cardinal first half ended perfectly. It was frustrating, a little good, no hitting. I mean, it was, somebody's going to make a run. I would guess it'll be the Cubs. I suppose it could be Milwaukee, but it's not going to be anybody else. If the Cardinals make a run, it'll shock us all. They're just not very good. They're just not having a great year, and yet they're still just two games out of first. But somebody's going to stretch out their legs and grow a lead here. I don't know who it'll be. Maybe it'll be the Cardinals. I just don't see it because it just have too many deficiencies. I do like Tommy Edman a lot. He's got to play. He's really a good baseball player that's given us a bit of a spark. But in any event, maybe it'll be a better second half. You never know. The Cardinals were 10 games out in late August in 2011 and won the World Series. So you never know.
Some other trending stories. Kevin Durant is a Brooklyn Net. Justin Haley, checkered flag in NASCAR action down in Florida. Matthew Wolf at the age of 20, 6 weeks after winning the NCAA tournament for Oklahoma State.
Unreal.
Wins in Minnesota.
He won his first PGA Tour event before Tiger did.
Right.
Tiger took five. Matthew Wolf took four tournaments. He's only 20.
Goodness. Yes.
Unreal.
Of course, the FIFA World Cup final with USA winning over Netherlands 2-0. Our fourth cup, Megan Rapinoe got the second American to win that Golden Boot Award. She got a goal. So did Rose Lavelle and Jillian Ellis, known for her work at the U of I, is their head coach. So good things happening there. The chance went from USA to equal pay.
Yeah.
As we shift to that now, the top prize is $30 million for the team, where the guys get $400 million.
Now, you have to look at numbers. I don't know what the numbers are when you're on a team for the USA.
As far as endorsements,
I don't know.
Like that.
I don't know the structure. You don't suggest the WNBA should be making the same as the NBA. Now, why is that? Because nobody watches the WNBA in comparison to the NBA. There's television revenue money. WNBA doesn't rate, they don't draw, nothing like the NBA. So you can't go equal there, but if the WNBA had higher ratings than the men, then they should get more.
Right.
I don't know what the fee structure is when
yeah,
it comes
they
to...
they should look at that and have as factors.
Is it a ratings thing? Because I'm sure a lot of people watch the women win this thing. I don't know what the deal is when you're on a team for America, what it means with endorsements and money coming in. I don't understand the numbers. And that's essentially what President Trump said. If you have the same money coming in for the men and the women, of course it's equal pay. I mean, it's silly. I've never understood the argument. If there's a woman engineer and a man engineer, they should all make about $80,000.
That's right.
That's good.
Exactly.
But if the money, you just have to see what the factors are, but you can't pay a woman less just because she's a woman. That's the point. Now, I don't know what the numbers are, and I don't know what the factors are.
Right. American men, by the way, lost to Mexico in that Gold Cup action. 1-0 was the final there. But they'll both show their parade on Wednesday in New York City.
Yep. They had a great run. President Trump was very magnanimous about everything. Said, way to go. Awesome event. I mean, it was great. Megan Rapinoe took it out of me because of the effing White House comment. Mm-hmm. I just... thought she really, I was rooting for him all the way, and now I just was indifferent.
Right.
And I'm happy for Jill Ellis, a former U of I soccer coach in the 90s here. She was the first U of I women soccer coach we had. Okay, coming up, I want to talk about the fact that you don't get Fox or Channel 3 anymore on DirecTV.
What's up with that?
There's contract deals. So you're welcome to text in at 359-2255. Does it mess you up?
It's certainly a lot of chatter on social media about what should we do, what can we do.
We will discuss next, 359-2255. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an offer for you this morning. I would like you to go take my money and eat at El Toro.
Yum.
I'm kind of looking for somebody who's never been there, though.
Oh,
is that possible? Stand by, 729.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Oh, this wine is putrid. I don't quite understand how the enologist made these choices with this Pinot Grigio.
Ugh, why am I here? All I want is some beer and some sports on my eyes.
That's when Charlie realized he should have gone to Scotty's Brewhouse.
Who is this? I mean, you're right, but still, this is weird.
I'm the narrator, and your next line is, I'm going to Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign.
I'm going to Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign on Neal Street.
We are the power couple of Pulser Upper. In the kitchen, Jess Anna, we are seeing so many wonderful dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom top. Luther Falls is amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs, and showers.
Luther Falls has all the cabinet colors and options. They make renovation look so easy.
If you're in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, remodelingchampaign.com. Countertops start at $35.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A new team of Justice Department lawyers is working to get a citizenship question on next year's census.
Speaking at Joint Base Andrews, the president said one option is issuing an executive order.
We are moving forward. We have a couple of avenues.
In a statement, a Justice Department spokesperson thanked lawyers who have been working on the issue and said she's confident the new team will carry on in the same exemplary fashion.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein's in federal court in New York today. He got a 13-month jail sentence in Florida on sex charges in 2008, spent mostly on work release.
Federal charges of having sex with minors and procuring underage girls for others ended with no prosecution and a secret plea deal. That deal came from then U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta, who is now U.S. Labor Secretary. Epstein was rearrested after returning to the U.S. this weekend following a judge unsealing the terms of that plea agreement.
That's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Three people were sent to the hospital after their plane crashed late Friday in an open field. It happened near Chabance in Iroquois County at the intersection of County Road 3300 North and 1600 East. No word on how badly the occupants were hurt, as the crash remains under investigation. The barricades around Collins Tower will remain as a structural engineer declared the building dangerous. The engineer is looking into a more permanent placement involving netting to catch falling debris from the Danville structure in the future. Six University of Illinois science and engineering researchers have received the Presidential Early Career Award. The White House announced the names of the recipients, and you can learn more about them at WCIA.com. In total, 14 people from the state of Illinois earned recognition this year. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Well, today might be a great day to go to Honda BMW, find yourself a new vehicle.
Yep.
You got a lot to choose from. I mean, there are hundreds of vehicles on that lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it is July 8th. You get her going with a brand new Honda or BMW or pre-owned. You can go test drive whatever you'd like. They're an award-winning dealership. You can go to drivechampagne.com to get started. You can even click on, like, a Honda on drivechampagne.com and go to the right-hand side, and it says Express Purchase. I've never seen anything like it, where you can truly buy a vehicle online, and they'll deliver it to you.
What a great idea.
Wow. Oh, that's for Dick Van Dyke. Sorry. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friends, my guys over there, Ben Quattrone. Ken on the BMW side, Craig on the Honda side. DriveChampagne.com. Get her started today. Here, off Neil at Brew Wash in Savoy. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Gerber. When do you get it to Gerber collision? When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
A little overcast this morning. We've got a high 85 expected, 61 our low tonight. The chance of showers at 20%. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high 88, low 70. 89 the high on Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain. Down to 80 our high on Thursday, down to 62. So there'll be relief in sight after those midweek showers come our way.
I think 90s again next weekend, though.
Right.
Again.
Temperatures at 68 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I thought the 4th of July was wonderful. The fireworks locally were great.
Really good. Did you listen to them with the soundtrack?
No.
Okay. Mike and I just kind of Windsor, First Street area.
Okay.
And listened to the soundtrack of the fireworks on the radio, and it was synchronized perfectly.
Good.
It's really touching when you do that and get goosebumps.
Well, I was sitting right under them, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
It was a whole lot, and yet it's still, this is the love and wonder of Champaign-Urbana. You're sitting there with, I don't know, 40, 50,000, 60, I don't know how many thousands, how they estimate all of that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you're home and I guess it took 20 minutes. It was a pretty good lineup.
Okay.
But to get home wasn't bad, and it was certainly wonderful to see.
Well, I did some VIP tent with the Champaign County Freedom Celebration, and because I had called out the parade earlier in the day.
With the seniors again.
Exactly. Awesome. And heard a little bit of reckless whiskey that was on stage. So good stuff happening all around. We did have a technical blip because of a generator issue with calling out the parade for the senior citizens, but I had an extra portable PA
in your back pocket.
Exactly. No. I was ready for that, so I just took that out into the parade lineup and talked to the different politicians and friends of mine that were walking by and had them greet everybody on the street with their happy 4th of July.
That's awesome. Crystal McCullough did a wonderful job with the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
And Lieutenant McCullough was overseeing the whole thing.
Nice.
Top Memorial Stadium, so he saw his wife sing from top the Memorial Stadium.
Nice.
Could hear it and see it. Well, all right. A dispute leaves viewers in the dark. Front page of the News Gazette yesterday. Area television. While reps of AT&T and Nexstar continue to disagree about the price the cable provider should pay the television station owner to retransmit its signal, DirecTV and UVerse subscribers in Central Illinois are missing out on locally produced now CBS network programming. We are wailing about Fox. That's still in dispute. 23 and 55 are gone. Now Channel 3 and whatever else Channel 3 has is gone. So now yesterday, of course, I couldn't see the FIFA, couldn't see the soccer, couldn't see the finish of the Matthew Wolf, no golf, because that's on CBS. So that was missed.
Wow.
No home run derby for me, no all-star game for me, that's Fox. No Channel 3 News and Jennifer Roscoe, that's CBS. So what's happening? Well, you're supposed to pay Channel 3 some money to carry retransmit. AT&T, who I've never worked with Nexstar. They own 175 television stations,
okay.
So they've got a little muscle. I have worked with AT&T on a business side. It's the worst business experience of my life is AT&T. So I'd probably lean toward Nexstar on this one. The bottom line is we lose if you care about that. Now, here's the problem. Here is the huge glaring problem. It has nothing to do with the good people of Channel 3. When you're gone, they turn it. And they might find something better. You don't want them leaving the habit. You're already pining to be relevant. It's not easy. There's too many choices. I haven't heard anybody complain about lack of Channel 3. Didn't even know it happened. I didn't know it happened. What does that say? If Stevie J went off the radio tonight, there'd be buzz around this town for approximately 24 hours. And that'd be it. I'm telling you.
You've and that's on the good side.
That's if you're if you got your family pushing it. No, right. Listen, the bottom line is this. You got to be there. That's number one.
Right.
If you're not there, they turn it and they go, huh, wonder what happened. And then they forget about you.
Uh-huh.
What does Channel 3 do with their advertising? All the DirecTV subscribers can't get their news. That's the top billing they got is their news. So what do they tell Tim at the Blind Man, who does great TV.
Yeah.
Do I get a discount on that? Well, no, they'll get it figured out really soon. That's what you'd say.
Right.
I don't know. And the bottom line is, it doesn't matter as much as it used to.
It's true. Everybody's looking at their phone and getting it somewhere else.
The problem is they're in a habit of watching. They're in a habit of listening. And then when that's gone, they'll be bummed or disappointed.
That's the key, is looking at the phone and getting the app for Channel 3.
Well, I don't know how that all works. Christian was able to watch, I think, golf on his phone through DirecTV on his phone, but I don't know how that works.
Right.
So maybe there's a way I can watch All-Star Game if I wanted to.
Right.
I probably don't want to.
Right.
I don't care.
Uh-huh.
It's not my thing, but U.S. Open bummed me out. And I had a hard time finding how to stream that. I found the featured groups. So I couldn't find the whole thing. Anyway, it's just one of those things where it's an annoyance, but it's not life and death.
Right.
And that's what is disappointing, is that it doesn't matter as much as it used to.
Well, and you talked about the advertising side. And with today's Hopper, things like that, you hardly ever see the ads anyway.
I skip advertising. So television has that issue. They've worked it. I think half the people now statistically skip commercials. That's not what you want to see. That's why you have golf events now with a TV commercial running as an insert, but you're still seeing a little golf so you don't skip it.
I see.
It's smart. And I see that on Cardinal games. They'll do a 10-second bank commercial while the play's still going on.
Uh-huh.
Because they know people aren't seeing it. So you can get a little bit of a premium for that. But the bottom line is nothing. Channel 3 can't do squat. They're station 112. I mean, there are 175 stations. And so they're right here and they want their viewers to watch them because they like the Channel 3 news. But they can't get them if you got DirecTV. Now,
Nexstar says they're in 97 markets across the United States.
I think they own 175 stations, is what I read.
Yeah. You think of Channel 3 has what? Three
right,
stations.
That's true. Okay.
It,
yeah. So there is an option. You can get Steve Suderman at Good Vibes to get you a local antenna. So you can get these local stations if you put up an antenna. That's the old days. It's just a head shaker that these massively multi-billionaire companies, and we are the ones that get squeezed down here while they raise our rates. And then nothing you can do about it. It's just the way it is. What you can do about it is continue your searching for stuff you like. And, you know, what's Netflix meant to the TV world?
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Right.
It's tough biz out there. And when this happens, it doesn't help. Because when people break the habit of what they listen or watch, they might not come back. That's a toughie. Plus, I don't think we're a rated market anymore. So how do you even know?
That's right.
You go on reputation and perception.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have a deal for you. Now, this is going to be kind of searching for somebody that has never been to El Toro. Could be tricky.
Okay.
Have you been to El Toro restaurant? It's fabulous. There are a lot of locations around. This is now going to be good for the Neal Street location only. And you have to use it between a Monday and Thursday. And you'll have to use this within the next 10 days. I'm giving you a few more days because it is Monday through Thursday. If you'd like to take Stevie J's money and you've never been to El Toro, I think that's a reach. I can't imagine nobody in the world in Champaign-Urbana has not been to El Toro, but maybe. So I'm kind of kicking it around kind of for fun. This offer for those that have never been to El Toro, if that's possible. I'll send you there with a $30 voucher. You eat the food at El Toro on Neal Street in the next 10 days on a Monday through Thursday. And then you tell me what you thought of it. That's all you got to do. It's free. So text in L as in E-L. El Toro. Just text in E-L.
Sounds good.
359-2255. Again, we're looking for people who somehow have never been to El Toro. Do we have any text on that?
Not yet. I was looking at some of the discussion about the DirecTV.
Well, we got to get some of those texts going. Okay. We'll talk about your text. Text in what you think on this whole DirecTV and going dark, and I'm leery to shut down DirecTV because I like my NFL football,
right.
And they have the ticket, and I don't believe Dish does.
Oh, boy.
359-2255. L right now is what we're looking for. If you've never been to El Toro, I'd like you to text in, and then you can text in anyway. We'll ask you after 9 when we call you. So I guess I'm looking for never, but if I can't find anybody that's never been to El Toro, I get it.
Well, you have two now.
I just think everybody's been, but I told Victor, I said, we'll try it.
Exactly.
We'll try and get you some new people, but I think the community has, when you have $7 plates, I think pretty much everybody's been there.
Exactly. And for me, the sombrero at birthday time.
Well, we get the
awesome
steak and chicken fajita thing going
yep.
on.
Yep.
Okay. So text in L. Whether you've never been there or if you've even maybe been there once or twice, we're looking for people to eat there on me. $30 okay. voucher. Text in 359-2255. Text in L-E-L, and you have a chance to win. Now that we found out that everybody's been there, go ahead. The rest of you can now get on in the line here.
Okay.
359-2255. Text in EL to have a chance to eat at El Toro Sports Headlines.
Cardinals go into the All-Star break at 44-44. That's a nice little neat number, right?
No.
Stevie once more wins in the win column. Giants won yesterday. That final was 1-0.
Best outing of his life, though, for Jack Flaherty.
Okay.
And a no-hitter into the seventh.
Right, right.
Unfortunately, the Cardinal bats were
cold.
Silent.
Mm-hmm. Chicago White Sox over the Cubs to split that series. That final was 3-1. Home Run Derby tonight. We got a text in saying that that's on ESPN.
All right, I'll watch it then.
I know that the National League and American League from Cleveland tomorrow
Fox
will
is
be
dark.
On Fox.
Yeah, I guess I'll watch the channel. What if I don't watch Channel 3 News at 10? What do I watch? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
That what?
I mean, I guess WAND or Fox is at 9 with Doug Quick.
Oh, Doug's over on Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So.
I need to catch up.
You
a little
do.
Bit. Jerry Slave's not on?
Marta Carrera, back in the day.
Jerry and Marta, they were awesome.
Exactly. Oh. I worked at Channel 3 back in the 90s, yeah. During those days. Kevin Durant, a Brooklyn Net. Justin Haley, the checkered flag in NASCAR down in Florida. Matthew Wolf, at the age of 20, wins in Blaine, Minnesota.
What happened in that tournament that I didn't see, because it was on Channel 3, is that this DeChambeau birdied 17 and eagled 18. It was a par 5, and so took the lead by 1. And then this 20-year-old kid stood on the tee on 18, down 1, and got on the green in 2 and made the 40-foot putt to win.
Yeah, eagle on that final
eagled
hole.
Eagled to win by 1. That was one of the greatest finishes that we
wow.
didn't see.
Dang it.
Because of DirecTV
right.
and Channel 3.
American men lost to Mexico 1-0. Women in the FIFA World Cup final beat the Netherlands 2-0.
All right, 359-2255. We got a lot. Once I said, okay, everybody's been to El Toro. Now the rest of you can.
Yes.
And we got plenty.
Yes, we do.
Text in EL if you want that.
So we'll reach out to you after 9.
Yep, and you get to eat food and just tell me what you think, and you have to do this on a Monday through
Somebody
Thursday.
Somebody said a colleague is coming into town. And
they've never been there.
So.
Okay, in search of someone
work.
Who's never gone to El Toro. It's a trick. Okay, so the DirecTV issue.
Yes. And a couple of texts yep. in, call DirecTV, demand a refund. You can.
I can demand a refund?
If you talk to someone in customer retention.
Maybe they'll sweeten the pot or something. Well, first of all, maybe I can get a free NFL ticket. Now, that'd be sweet.
Ooh.
Because that's a fortune.
Richard says, so ticked at Direct, I will be looking for another provider. They're offering no solutions or discounts.
It doesn't matter what you think. I know they say call, and complain, right. And you can do that. But is it going to...
Right. Exactly.
This is a big... These are billion-dollar things going on here. And so it's just we lose. We get... So you can go get a local antenna... And then you don't have to mess with that. And then they get in these squabbles about you're not paying me enough. Oh, yeah, I am. You're getting more than anybody else. All right, we just turn you off. Okay.
Okay.
And Stevie J doesn't see the end of the call. I don't care. Well, I do, but yeah.
There was a comment. Okay, here we go. Paul was saying, why is it legal to put progressive tax on the ballot to change the Constitution, but the most important initiative to stop the corruption in Illinois is to put independent maps on the ballot and change Illinois' Constitution. The only independent maps will stop the gerrymandering and the Democratic supermajority, which is destroying the state.
God bless you for caring and typing that. I am past all that. Here's what you have in Illinois. You're going to have Democratic control, high taxes, poor spending, and legalized everything. That's what you got. If you live here, you're going to pay more taxes. If you have a business here, you're going to pay more taxes. It's going to continue to operate in a deficit. I don't know how they're going to fix the pension. And people are leaving.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I had people talking about getting cigarettes in Indiana now. I think it's like at $9 for a carton.
Is that a pack of a carton?
A carton.
No.
No.
Carton would be way higher than this. Pack of cigarettes, $6 or $7.
It can't be $9 for a pack.
I don't know. Well, $6.
And the gas, too.
Gas is $2.70. That's on the low end, but it went up 20 cents.
Right.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be too negative, but I don't think it changes. How? How does it change?
I don't know.
So it is what that is, and so if you're long-term in it, you might change your state of residency, but then you got to live somewhere half the year for that to work. So you actually have a place to go for half the year. And a lot of people are doing it in Florida and changing residencies and living down there in Texas or somewhere else. But what does Paul Rudy say? Money goes where money's treated best, and that's not going to be Illinois. So it's too bad because good people like Bill Brady and Chapin Rose and our friends that are really talk about walking on a sand dune where you're sliding back. You just can't get her done.
Oh, I tell you what, Chapin, if you ever get a chance to visit with him, he is totally frustrated with the whole thing.
I mean, I don't understand, and I again, don't want to be overly, why would you do it? Why would you try and be a Republican in Urbana City Council?
Right.
And why would you try and work in anything in Illinois?
I went to the Village of Tolono meeting to give them a recap on the success of Tolono Fun Day. And, you know, somebody had said off the cuff, you know, Diane, why don't you do this board thing? And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
No, you'd be a good voice for Tolono.
Anyway, we are back to the 359-2255. Go Hulu, $44 a month. I get Channel 3.
Yeah, but you don't get the ticket. Sorry.
Okay.
And you don't get 671, which is Fox Sports Midwest, which are the Cardinal games.
I see.
See, it's a quandary. It's also a First Nation issue. It really doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It isn't a big deal. It's a convenience. It's not life or death. It's not your water, your heat, and your air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just television. It's just entertainment. And there's 9,000 options. And we end up watching a lot on our, you know, kids
phones,
are showing me stuff on the phones all the time.
Or clips on the YouTube
it's all there.
Event.
I mean, I heard about Jonathan Lucroy getting creamed at home plate on Christian's phone. So, I mean, it's not like I had to watch a sports cast.
Yep.
I don't need that. It's just not, it's just changing.
It's a little sad.
Ever changing. I think radio's still around for a while in your cars, folks. I think we're going to be viable in vehicles as long as we're good at what we do.
Not so much a dinosaur.
Well, they haven't figured out how to skip radio commercials in cars yet.
So someone says you do get the Cardinals. That's why I switched.
You get the Cardinals on Hulu?
I guess so.
All right, you made me look at Hulu now, but I still can't get the NFL games. And who's going to show me the Saints game?
And here's someone that says you can get FSMW on Dish. Is that the football thing?
FSMW. That's Fox Sports Midwest.
Okay.
Okay, well, but I still got the Saints issue. Now, by the way, as it stands right now, good luck watching NFL this fall if you don't have it, because Channel 3 and CBS and Fox carry a ton of sports in the NFL. So if you care, you're not going to get your Bear games. Bears won't be on local
Maybe
TV.
It's we're switching to go watch these events at the bars.
Well, there's that. You can.
I mean, that's more social and fun.
Text in if you'd like, 359-2255, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you go for appliances. They're not going dark on you. They've been around for 42 years, and they'll know what they're talking about. Located in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur, they offer discount pricing on quality appliances. That's all they do. That's all they know. Maytag and Bosch has got this new European thing called Beko.
Yep.
Low prices, best selection. They'll treat you like royalty. Plus, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They'll know what they're talking about. Drive to them today. North Neal, before you get to the I-74 interchange, what'll happen is they'll even have business cards if you want to contact them again.
Mm-hmm.
They'll walk you around. What are you looking for? Here's the difference. It's just really nice.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Start online at appliance-world.com.
I see one more text coming in. The future is streaming.
Everything's streaming. Everything's
everything. We stream, we podcast, ESPNCU.com.
Well, and it's on demand.
Yep.
So you can listen anytime.
That's
our radio shows. Jeremy Warner has 20,000 people listening per month on podcast, and they're in Chicago, and they're all over, and they don't have to do it at 9 a.m. They listen to the content anytime they want. And in essence, TV's like that now, too.
You're right.
I mean, I can record and watch and skip and all those things. I can watch a football game in an hour if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really nice. I can watch the Cardinals, and I do. I can get the Cardinals done in an hour if it's no good. Because I don't sit through all that stuff. And it's and not just commercials, it's baseball, too. It's not very good, so I fast-forward through that. Oh, my. Okay, 359-2255. Going to text in about what we're talking about here. The Fox and CBS, Channel 3.
Not what you doing to consume your television?
Well, and it's Channel 3, a bunch of good people.
I know that.
They don't have any control on Nexstar. That's the parent company. But I'm just suggesting it isn't any good for them because people that watch will watch something else and they might not come back. It's very frustrating. They're mad at everybody. I'm sure Channel 3 is getting a ton of calls. They can't do anything about this.
Jennifer in Sydney says, Sling TV, you can get Cardinal games. You can get NFL Red Zone, which leads you to every NFL game commercial free. Dish has this. Also, Sling has local channels.
Sling and Hulu. Okay, we'll see. Now I'll look into it.
Okay.
Just because of this stupid stuff. More text as we go next hour. A whole bunch of stuff. 359-2255, ESPN 93.5. It's Monday. It's July 8. Fox News next. This month we're very happy to honor...